Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you miss me?
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
And I don't want to miss a thing.
I think New Orleans is obvious, right? David Griffith flips this picks and gets so many assets that they can now build their core with, right? I was saying that I really liked what Atlanta did, getting Cam Reddish, I believe, getting DeAndre Hunter to add to their young core. And honestly, Joe, I'm intrigued by what Boston did, okay? I'm intrigued by the talent Boston wound up getting. You know, they wound up with your guy Carson Edwards, right, late. I know they got Romeo Langford. They got another, I got to think about it, they got another kind of scorer. So they're trying to replace, you know, the fact that they won't have potentially, Kyrie Irving and maybe Al Horford. So they got some interesting pieces back as well. But, you know, it's a day when everybody got better. So you got to love it.
I thought the David Griffin and the Pelicans were just, it's an unbelievable story to me, man. I still am blown away on the positive press. It's what one draft can do to an NBA franchise. You want to talk about rejuvenate, which is why playing in the middle, playing at playing 500 and being somewhere outside of the top 10, like the Miami Heat, don't get me started about that, but it's why it's so important. I mean, tanking is a thing for a reason. Look at what the Pelicans have gone through over the last 3 months. This draft has completely flipped this organization from what was a unmitigated dumpster fire just 2 months ago. They get a lottery pick, right? They get a few, actually, but they one ping pong ball and everything has changed. And that is, it's crazy, because you don't often get that. You know, baseball drafts, we won't see guys for 4 or 5 years. We know this. The NFL draft, it's so unique from the standpoint that those middle round guys there are really the ones that make or break teams, not necessarily the first round picks. But in the NBA, you got two rounds, right? You've got a couple of big, and it's just unbelievable. If you're the New Orleans Pelicans, if you are an organization that is such a hot mess, you win a ping pong ball, Dane, your entire franchise it's completely on a different path. I was blown away. And by the way, they didn't blow it. And kudos to the Knicks for not panicking. Kudos to the Knicks for not trying to do something crazy, for actually, and believe it or not, they're preaching patience, but they actually showed patience, Dane. So I'm happy for New York Knicks fans, because you're right. You go, well, how could they screw it up? It's not what they wanted. It's not what they thought they were going to get, Knicks fans. But I can tell you something. They could have screwed that up big time there on Thursday night. But they showed patience. And I think Knicks fans are to show a little bit of patience, too. And let's see. At least they have a plan, the Knicks. At least that's what it appears, anyway, that they're not trying to hit the home run here. They took Barrett, the right play, a guy that wants to be here. And then let's see what they can build around him. So I thought the Knicks didn't blow it, which is good.
What does patience mean, Joe? Because here's my question, right? Because now I'm starting to warm on the idea that what the Knicks actually should do, because remember, they got space for two max players, right?
Yes.
What I actually believe the Knicks should do is try to bring in Kevin Durant, right? Have him have a red shirt year where he can kind of like own the culture, start to get in RJ Barrett's head, that sort of thing. Continue to let these kids play, right? Let Knox, let Barrett, let Robinson play, and actually wind up in the lottery again, and don't sign another max guy. Wind up in the lottery again, get another pick, and then sign another big name next summer when you kind of know what these kids have developed into and the kind of puzzle piece you actually need. That is patience to me. Do you think Knicks fans will hold out for that, meaning that they get no big name free agents for next year with Durant on the sidelines and not spending the money for a second?
Listen, they've had a plan. From the minute they traded Porzingis, this organization has had a plan. And it's, of course, been very hard for Knicks fans to trust anything that comes out of there. But I thought this was very telling. When they didn't get the Zion, win the Zion sweepstakes, that number 3 pick was out there. And, you know, teams like the Hawks, a lot of people, called the Knicks first and said, all right, let's do something here. The Kevin Durant injury kind of changed the landscape here. They could have done a lot more stupid things like we've seen the Knicks do in the past, but instead they stayed the course. They didn't take any of the crazy trades. You know, they could have taken this is all about, in all likelihood, I think Kevin Durant stays on in Cali there in Oakland, or now San Francisco. I think he collects the paycheck. He's not playing anyway. And I think he sits there and keeps an eye on what is RJ Barrett, what is the Knicks franchise do this year?
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go. Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez here on a Monday as we try to pick up the pieces and figure out where it all went wrong, or where it went all very, very right here from the weekend. Yes, you'll notice that I am in the studios here in these just absolutely gorgeous, and the memorabilia on the walls here, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie here. Now, I'm impressed, Dane. This is. I see a lot of jet stuff here, which is impressive.
Yep. I like the best. If you look towards your left behind you, there should be a great picture of Mike Tyson's punch out signed by Mike Tyson.
Really?
Which is pretty awesome. Yeah, to your left. Or maybe they have the fat. Nope, your other left.
Oh, my other left.
If you don't see, if it's...
Oh, yes, I see it behind it. Yes, I see behind the wind.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
Wow.
There's some good stuff from, like, memorabilia. I think there's, like, Willie Beeman's jersey from that movie, from Jamie Foxx's.
I just saw it. Let me see what this is here. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Go get it. Yeah, what do we got?
Is this Bob Ross? Is that what I think this is? Is that the painter?
Absolutely.
Oh, I can't with this right now. Look at this thing.
Oh, yeah, and they got all the football players there and stuff. There's some good stuff there.
This is awesome. Of all the crap in here, I pull out the Bob Ross bobblehead here. This is awesome.
Fine back there in the fantasy pit, in the pit of misery, in there in good old Studio 34.
That's it.
A lot of good stuff.
Sure. He's co-hosting with me right here with us, Dane. That's what he's doing in here. I love that.
Can we get him as a one-shot?
Yeah.
We got to get Captain just on him. This way, maybe when, like, when Niffin calls. But when Niffin calls, this could be like representing Niffin. Or when Bob in Vermont calls. Hey, what's going on, Bob in Vermont? And Joe, Bob is asking on the chat room, what's up with your suit jacket? Yeah, there's the one shot.
Yes, what it is? I got the suits I had to wear at the funeral all over the weekend are just, they're trashed. So I was just like, you know what? I'm tired of wearing a suit here all weekend. So I'm going casual, people. I'm going casual, right. Bob. That's what I'm doing. Me and Bob Ross. Unbelievable. Come back, hour two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
DailyRoboto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
All right, here we go. Hour number two, Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Shout out to those of you joining us there in the chat room across any one of the many streaming platforms, including our YouTube fanatics, Joe Ranieri in studio, Manhattan on location. Got the hell out of Miami. It was a little too hot anyway there. Nice to come to a place where you're not actually sweating in the shade with no humidity. It was actually pretty impressive there. Dane Martinez, I want to thank you guys very much for making us a part of your day. I did. I got sent to me here, Dane, and this is interesting. I've seen some of the future odds to actually win some of these divisions here in Major League Baseball as we are approaching, just a couple of weeks away, of course, from the All-Star break, which means we're at the halfway point in the Major League Baseball season. And I got to tell you that the Central is really, everybody's in plus money in the Central. So the Cubs, are at plus 120 right now. The Brewers plus 160.
The NL Central.
The NL Central, rather.
Like,
yeah.
What do you mean? No.
I'm sorry. ML Central. Yeah, National League Central. Okay. The Cubs plus 120. Brewers plus 160. The Cardinals plus 400. The Reds are 18-1. Pirates are 30-1. That's a pretty tightly contested. And can I tell you something? I wouldn't sleep on the Reds either. I'm just, call me crazy, but they own the under, right, in most games that they play. The unders have cashed significantly with the Reds. They have been, really, since the beginning of the season. Because, guys, that means they have pitching. That means they're starting pitching, their bullpen with Iglesias, DeSclafani, Rourke. You know, we laugh at the Castillo. If they can ever sustain some hitting there, and I know Puig has been really hot here over the last couple of months, but at 18-1, I can't sleep on the Reds, man. If you're looking for some serious value there, I don't know. The Reds certainly have the pitching in order to make a run at this, and isn't that what you really need the most of in the second half?
That's interesting to me, Joe. As I look at the standings, you know, all the teams in the NL Central are within 5.5 games of each other. The Pirates and the Reds are 5.5 games back of the Cubs right now as we wake up on Monday morning. But I don't know. I think this is the Cubs division to win. Remember, they went out and bolstered their bullpen. They're going to get Kimbrel going there in a couple of days. You know, he's going to be back. He's going to be back and really on the active roster. And the other thing for me is this, Joe. Over the next month, teams are going to be buyers and, you know, make their teams better. I can see the Cubs doing that, the Brewers doing that, the Cardinals doing that. I don't see the Pirates or the Reds going out there and adding to their squads to go ahead and make a run. You know what I mean? And so while I still see opportunities for these other teams in the division to get better, I don't think the Reds or the Pirates would shove their chips to the middle of the table in the same way. And so that's why I would caution against that. So I think it will come down to the big boys at the top of the division.
Yeah, well, listen, plus money. money. Not a bad situation if you have a feeling one way or another. Cards, Brewers, Cardinals. I do like the Reds at 18-1, though, because of the pitching and the fact that they have owned the under in many of their games, and it's been so profitable for bettors. That means they're in it, guys. They're in the games, which is they're one of the only teams, by the way, that actually does that. The National League East, it's the Braves at -150, followed by the Phillies at +150. The Nats 12-1, Mets 17-1. I won't even waste time talking about the Marlins, but the Phillies just got swept by the Marlins, by the way, over the weekend. They are not a good situation there. The Phillies, they should be better than what we have seen. Of course, people are still screaming at Bryce Harper, like, you can't hit, you can have 11, 12 home runs, dude, and make $300 million. Like, enough is enough. But they've got some issues there on the Phillies. And, of course, we know the Nationals. If it wasn't for that bullpen, I don't know if we can get the numbers, Dane, but it'll be interesting to see what the Nationals' record would be if their bullpen after the seventh inning could have actually, maybe closed half of the games that they have lost in relief appearances. Because, guys, it is staggering how bad that bullpen is with Doolittle, and the idea that they didn't go out and get a Kimbrel is mind-blowing to me. But even a Kimbrel, is it enough in today's Major League Baseball? The Braves are obviously -150. They should be the favorites because I really don't have any confidence. The Phillies and the Nationals on paper, they should be better than what their record is right now. But, of course, you don't win on record on paper. But the Braves, even at -150, that's a short favorite as far as I'm concerned. Who they've got the pitching. They added Dallas Keuchel. We had a chance to see him over the weekend for the first time. That's a short number for the Braves, man. What do you think of the National League East?
I think it's interesting. Remember, we talked about this going into the season, how we thought this division was going to beat each other up, right? We saw a lot of their win totals for all these teams in similar levels between Washington, Philly, Atlanta. My only hesitation with the Braves are, you know, this idea that they're so young, you know, between Acuna and Albies and some of the other young studs they have. Do they have the staying power? Or will a team, like, I still look at this Washington Nationals. You're right about the bullpen, Joe, but I still look at the fact that they could run out Scherzer, Corbin, and Stroud. And I wonder if they have a run in them, you know? I wonder if the Phillies have a run in them. I feel less confident about the Braves than you do, but we shall see. You know, they are another team that, you know, back into their bullpen. What are they doing, you know, to shut down games? So I don't know. Some of these numbers are like, I see the Phillies at +470. I see the Nats at +850. Mm. I see the Mets at +2300. I actually think there's viability to maybe fade the Braves. I don't know if they have the staying power, even with Keuchel now in their rotation. I don't know if they have the staying power to, you know, make it all the way for another 3-4 months.
I would say it is their division to lose. They have what you need. They have the hitting. They can score bunches of runs. That kid Riley now in the middle of that lineup. Right. You still got Acuna. You got Freeman hitting bombs. This is it is a powerful lineup, and you know, which is why the Nationals figured out that this team, I do believe, leads Major League Baseball in come from behind wins there after the eighth inning. These guys are monsters because every guy on that team can mash. So the Braves are a real deal. The West, it's really the Dodgers are absurd at -9,000. But the Rockies, D-backs, and Padres, all three of them are at 28-1. It's really the Dodgers to lose, and I don't even know how many games are they ahead right now as we head into this into July.
The Dodgers have a 13-game lead on the Colorado Rockies, which is in fact the biggest division lead in all of baseball. The Twins have 8 games. On the Indians. I think that's the second biggest lead. But yeah, I mean, the Dodgers have already run away and hide. The Rockies are just above 500, 3 games over 500. And then the Diamondbacks and my Padres are toiling right around 500.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and even taking a look at the American League East, I mean, let's face it, it's the Yankees, it's the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's the Boston Red Sox, right? But yeah. It's the Yankees. I think we'll both agree that it's the Yankees to lose at this particular point here. And I don't know what the latest numbers that you're seeing on them, but really it's the Yankees too. They could possibly, and this could be really good for them. They could
minus 280.
Minus 280.
But Joe, it's not that, it's not as big as it could be. You know, Tampa at plus 360, viable. The Boston Red Sox at plus 650 are, you know, I mean, listen, this is coming from a Yankees fan also, okay? Boston wakes up today 8 games back. All right, but I've seen this happen before. We know they are a quality team. They started the season so slow. I mean, and at that number, Joe, honestly, plus 650, yeah, that's decent value. Like, could the Red Sox come back from an 8-game deficit with like 3 months, 4 months left in the season? It is possible. I like the position the Yankees are in. But remember, the Yankees have just like, they just made their run, right? They are right now on their hot streak. They're going to settle back. You know, they're not going to play 850 ball for the rest of the year either. You know what I mean? So, I think that's an interesting bet. Yes, the Yankees have that lead, but, you know, don't sleep on Boston or Tampa to make another run.
You know, we said in the beginning of the year, of course, we talked about the Minnesota Twins and how if anybody was going to give them the Cleveland Indians a run, it was going to be the Twins. We had mentioned that Cleveland didn't do an awful lot in the offseason to impress either one of us. But all of a sudden, look now, the Cleveland Indians, they're right there in that wild card spot, aren't they? If not possibly going to take it all in that division. So there's some interesting odds. There's some interesting storylines there. We'll go over those here as we move along hour number two as we make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Nade Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to madesailors.com. That's madesailors.com.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
The morning after. My thought was potentially they could go Barrett, Zion, pair them together. Yet, if I'm the Pelicans, I actually wouldn't. Yes, they get along. And yes, they play together. But I think they're both too big for the same court here in the NBA. I think you're almost better off getting a player that'll really complement Zion better than having two sort of future stars on the court getting in each other's way.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
So we got some Women's World Soccer coming up. United States knockout rounds taking on Spain, 11 o'clock Eastern time this morning. And I know Dane is, he's leaning, babe. He's got a lean going on here. We'll get to that coming up here. But we are almost to the All-Star break in Major League Baseball. Taking a look at some of these future lines here, Dane, in the MLB right now. And we were talking. I mean, listen, Cleveland has figured it out. Cleveland, we knew, had the pitching. We thought they had some hitting. And I know fantasy owners like myself have been looking at Ramirez on Cleveland and going, you're kidding, I mean, right?
Like, he was my first-round pick out of some leagues.
How's that working out? Like, round. Seriously?
I mean, listen, dude is hitting 205 or something like that. He does have, like, 17 stolen bases, which is good, you know, and I'll take that. Remember, also, as the stolen base category, I believe, means more and more with the three true outcomes. But the way I look at it, on one of my teams where I drafted Ramirez in the first round, I'm in like fourth or fifth place right now. And that's with my first round draft pick hitting below the Mendoza line for most of the season. And so as the weather warms up, if he starts to get hot, I actually think it's a boon for me and my fantasy team, because I've been doing fine to tread water without him.
Right.
You know, and so now as he warms up, you got to feel the same way. Like if you drafted, say, Aaron Judge early, right? And now he's like finally back in the lineup. I'm almost expecting a better Jose Ramirez to be like a new addition to my team as we hit the summer months.
Yeah, it's I like the direction they're going. You knew that. Got a lot of some veterans on that team, leadership, you know, the coach, you know, the list there. They've been there, done that. You know, quietly, Minnesota has not necessarily been all that great here over the last couple of weeks. Kind of allowed the Indians to creep up there. And, you know, if the playoffs started tomorrow, all of a sudden, you know, Cleveland would be in and Minnesota would be going, what the hell happened here? So it's going to be a battle. But, you know, what are the odds right now, Dane? What are the future odds telling us about these teams in this division?
In the Central, you still got the Twins as huge favorites. They're minus 3,000 right now, Joe.
I don't know, man.
The Indians at plus 1,200 and the rest. You know, I mean, right now, Joe, you're putting a lot of love into these Indians, but they're still eight games back.
Yes.
Like, yes, they've won three in a row. They're still eight games back. That's a lot to make up, in my opinion. I will say this, though. The wild card is interesting, right? The wild card in the AL. Like, if you think the Yankees, the Astros, and the Twins, the current division winners, will hang on and win, you know, then you got the Rays 12 games over, and they're probably one of these wild card spots. But then look, Boston, 42 wins, five games over. The Indians are also at 42 wins. The Rangers are at 42 wins. The A's are at 41 wins. Those are all teams, those four teams that may be fighting for a final playoff spot, a final wild card spot. And what that does, because there's more teams in contention, it means less teams are going to declare themselves as sellers. You know, literally, if we look at it, over half of the AL could be considered still in this race when you have the second wild card, right?
Yes.
The three teams from the East, Minnesota and Cleveland. Then you look, the Astros are there, but I just mentioned Texas and Oakland are still definitively in the wild card race. So you have more than 50% of the team still as technically, you know, contenders or within range.
Yeah, I still think Odorizzi's waiting for regression to hit here. I don't think this guy is nearly as good as his record says. And I think the Cleveland, I wouldn't sleep on them. And at minus 3,000, okay, you know, what is their number now at eight games back? What is that number for Cleveland?
The Indians are plus 1,200.
Yeah, that's 12-1. Guys, I you know, to me, that's value in there. A team that's been there, done that. They've learned to hit. You get Bauer. You give me, you know, correct. You get a little healthier
Hoover
there.
They come back
in the rotation, right? You got the kid back too now in that lineup and in that rotation. Cleveland.
You know what's interesting to me?
12-1 is a good number, man.
Right. And that's the thing. Like I said, they're eight games back. I was just saying similar things about the Red Sox. The Red Sox are eight games back, right? And they're at plus 650. Meanwhile, the Indians, eight games back, with only one team in front of them, as opposed to Boston with two teams in front of them, are plus 1,200. You know, the Indians have a better shot, in my opinion, to make up the eight because they would only have to hop Minnesota. Boston would have to hop Tampa and the Yanks within those eight games, right? So they need more outcomes. So it's interesting that the Indians are almost, you know, twice as big of a number.
You had,
so if you're looking for value,
that's I'm with you, man. You know, I like the Reds for value. I like the Indians for value. If you if you're going to take a flyer on these, but
crazy about that,
Yankees, you know, they had won seven in a row, lost yesterday, so big whoops. Minnesota, Houston rather had kind of regressed a little bit there, went on a, you know, 6-7 game losing streak. Everyone's like, what in the world is going on? But they are still firmly in control of the West, right? So I'm assuming, Dane, their odds are also astronomical here to take the West title.
Yes, they absolutely are. Yeah. If you look at the West, they're at -5,000.
Yes, okay. So no shock there. But is there anybody in there providing value in the West that maybe a collapse on the horizon?
I mean, do you believe that any of these teams can make up the ground? I don't. It's only 6.5 for Texas and 8 for Oakland.
But remember, I like Oakland Texas, man. I like what Texas is doing. Yep.
There's 6.5 back. I mean, sure, if you want it, you can get them at 26-1.
How far is Texas out of the wild card spot here? Because
that's what I'm saying. They'd be in the wild card right now. I mean, so if you look at just the American League, right? Mm-hmm. You got Minnesota, New York, and Houston, right?
Right.
Then you got Tampa in the number one wild card spot,
right?
Then what you have, and this is what I just mentioned, the fight for the second wild card spot. Right now, the Cleveland Indians would be that second wild card
they
spot.
They would, John. Right. Right now, they would, right.
Right now. But half a game behind them is Texas. Half a game behind Texas is Boston.
Right.
And then one game behind Boston is Oakland, right? So the Indians to the A's, there's only two games separating those four teams. And with Texas and Cleveland, you know, they're a half a game back because they've played one more game, okay? They both, you know, Cleveland, Texas, and Boston all have 42 wins on the season.
Yeah, there is some value if you missed out, of course, preseason win totals or odds to win it all. If you got some money burning a hole in your pocket, you don't mind investing for a few months. I like the Cincinnati Reds at that number, and I also like the Cleveland Indians. I think these are two teams that may not be in it right now, but don't sleep on them, guys. Do not sleep on them, and maybe the National League East is really between the Central and the East and the National League. Wow, it still could be anybody's game. I just don't trust the Nationals, unfortunately, at 12-1. Otherwise, I'd jump all over them. I just don't trust the bullpen.
Take the same thing in the National League. Remember how I told you that fight for the wild card is going to be, you know, multifaceted. Same thing in the National League, okay? If you take the current division leaders, right, the Dodgers, the Braves, and the Cubs, and you take them out, right, then you have, listen, and then even let's say you put the Brewers, who would right now be the first wild card, right? Then from there, currently, there would be a flat-footed tie for the second wild card between the Cardinals and the Rockies, both with exact 40-37 records, 3 games over .500, okay? They would literally be tied for the second wild card right now. Then, same kind of situation. One game back of that are the Phillies. Half a game back of that are the Diamondbacks. Half a game back of that are the Padres. Half a game back of that are the Nationals. Half a game back of that are the Mets and the Pirates and the Reds. So it gets real tight. And again, same kind of thing. If you consider all those teams within shouting distance, really the Giants and the Marlins are the only teams in the National League right now that are literally not 2.5 games within the playoffs.
You know, I feel bad. I was a big...
Who's selling?
I was a big...
Who's selling in a...
Well, yeah, exactly. There is... And I feel bad for Trevor Rosenthal, who the Nationals just released. But there's nothing you can do when you walk 15 of 43 batters faced and you're a closer. There's an issue there, Dane. But Rosenthal is a guy that got abused in St. Louis, got burned out. This was a guy that threw 100 miles an hour. He was lights out in for the Cardinals there for a championship run. He's a really good guy, but he's thrown 6 1/3 innings in 12 appearances. He's walked 15 of the 43 batters. He's got 3, I believe, 8 hits, 16 runs, 5 wild pitches. And he started the year off by not recording an out in his first four appearances. Remember, we were doing the whole infinity thing because that's exactly. Yes. And, you know, to his credit, he went on the IL. He came off of it. He's actually hasn't pitched that bad, but they finally pulled the plug on it. He signed an $8 million one-year deal in the offseason with the Nationals. And I think he exemplifies exactly what the Nationals bullpen situation has been all year long. It is, they have absolutely no idea, no real true closer, nobody they can go to. They hoped he would be it coming off of, you know, Tommy John surgery, but he's got the yips, man. We talk about it at golfers, and he's had it before early on in his career where, and what we mean by the yips is he does not know where the ball is going. It's not a
Steve Sachs disease.
Exactly. Chuck or Knobloch. Chuck Knobloch. It's crazy to me because he's throwing 98 miles an hour. Like he has all this.
More dangerous.
He just, and I give credit to the Nationals for taking a shot, $8 million shot, albeit, but you know, he could have been and should have been. He's got the right stuff to be their closer. But when you walk 15 of the 43 guys as a closer you faced, they finally have cut bait on him and said there's nothing we can do. And that's really what the story of the Nationals bullpen situation has been all year long. They just don't know what they're going to get game to game. And like you said, Corbin, Scherzer, Strasburg.
Should be good to go.
You know what I mean?
Annabelle Sanchez, I think they have to do decently as well.
Yes, so it's like, oh, they should be better. I want to believe in them. I want to think they can get it done. And wouldn't that be a great story?
We talk about Rendon, Juan Soto having a good year. You talk about Howie Kendrick, right?
Yes.
Out of nowhere with a one-year deal hitting like 320 or whatever it is.
Yes.
But you're right. It goes to the bullpen. You talked about Rosenthal. Listen, I have shares of Sean Doolittle.
Yes.
Okay, as a closer on a lot of my fantasy teams. And here's all you need to know, Joe. Sean Doolittle has four wins on the season. You don't want your closer getting wins because that means he blew it and then the offense came to save him.
Yep.
You know, you never want pitchers getting wins.
Yep.
That's only in there if they're in a position where they blew it. So you don't want that, absolutely.
Don't blow it. Come back and join us.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
We'll be right back.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me.
Yes!
It wouldn't be a Monday in the pit of misery without a little Right Said Fred to get the day going.
Sure.
Yes, thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. Yeah, good stuff.
That's for
over
Bob
there.
In Vermont, baby.
Yes, Bob in Vermont. Way to go, Bobby.
Liking the non-blazer look, Joe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just a little too much. Just a little too much suit wearing there over the weekend. There, kind of got a little destroyed. But it was. But hey, you know, I'm. It was. Beautiful here in New York City. The weather is really, has it been like this for a little while for you guys? A bit of a mosquito problem, though. I don't know what the hell's going on here.
This has been that time, maybe you don't get this in Miami as much, Joe, but this has been that time where it's been like deathly, awfully humid for a long time, and then there was finally the rain, which broke the humidity, and what you saw this weekend was kind of the byproduct of that, what popped out on the other end.
Gotcha.
Beautiful weekend in the city.
Really, really was nice. Supposed to be a nice week as we continue to move along here. Excited to be in New York, finally get to be in the studios of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and looking to make it rain today, too, as well. Dan, I know you, you've been all over this. The women, the World Cup, getting ready to start their round of 16, kind of the bounce round here, right? Mm-hmm. So Spain today, 11 o'clock this morning here, just a couple hours away, and there does seem to be an awful lot of money coming in on this. Now, the U.S., of course, minus 600, Spain plus 400. So far in the group results, as we take a look through the World Cup here from a betting perspective, man, it's been all about favorites. Like 30 favorites have won, three dogs have won, there's been three draws, and the underdogs that won are Italy at plus 400, Nigeria plus 3, Cameroon plus 275. So there haven't been bombs, so to speak, not in the group stages here. I don't know what to expect moving forward here. Is this one of those, will the underdog, you know, will the dogs... Will they bark here at bigger prices, bigger numbers, but or are we expecting more of the same here moving forward in this round of 16?
Yeah, so remember, we talked about this going into the early part of this tournament in the group stage. We talked about the difference in class between the top echelon teams and some of these other countries that were like happy to make the World Cup, right? And so hopefully you were following us. We talked about the big favorites. They really, like you said, went through the group stage, many of them undefeated. So hopefully our bankrolls are in good shape. Joe, on Friday when you weren't here traveling, we had Charles Michel on, okay, to preview some of this knockout stage, you know, and he talked about how Brazil was a live dog yesterday. They ultimately lost to France 2-1, but that was in extra time. So if you bet kind of the draw on that, it's interesting. And I think the women are going to win today. All right, I would manipulate the line. I'm on one book right now, Joe, where I can make it only minus one goal.
Okay.
And I can get them down all the way to like minus 160.
Wow.
Okay, and that's juice that I can live with, okay? And minus one, right? So I think they're going to win by more than one. But if they win by one, then it's a draw and I push and I get my money back. You know what I mean? So I'm okay with that. I think that's where I'm going to go. U.S. laying one goal at minus 160. I'm over here on our Right Said Fred, Joe, for that one. Mm-hmm. But what I do want to point out is that Charles Michel told us, because, Joe, let me explain this. Remember, we've talked about this, the three-way betting, how there's the draw.
Yes.
Right? And you may think, wait a second, Dane, now we're in the knockout stage, so there must be a winner, right? And while that is true, Joe, the draw is still a live bet. All the draw means is that it will go into that extra time. If it's tied after 90 minutes, they play another 30 minutes, right? And then if it's tied after that, they go to penalty kicks. If the match goes into the extra 30 minutes, into the 120th minute, then the draw is the winning bet. And Charles Michel gave us three knockout round matches in this next round where he thinks that will be the case. And one of them is the second game today, Canada versus Sweden. Apparently, Sweden plays a very, very defensive style. If you remember that time when they beat the United States, like in the Olympics or in the last World Cup, Hope Solo called them cowards for playing so tight, if you remember that. They are a defensive squad, and Canada is sort of the same. He thinks that Sweden-Canada could definitely wind up being like a 1-1 kind of game going into that extra time. So I'm on the United States, and I'm going to lay a goal today, and I can get that down to like minus 160. And then for Canada-Sweden, Joe, these odds are all real close, okay? I'm seeing Sweden to win outright at only plus 200, Canada to win at only plus 160, and the draw at plus 185.
Wow.
Vegas is telling you these are all real short numbers. I might take a stab on this draw at plus 180, plus 185, because it sounds to me, from what Charles Michel also told us on Friday, that these teams may, like, you know, want to get to the penalty kicks and take the coin flip and play it close to the vest. So keep an eye on that for Sweden and Canada today, kicking off at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, I can tell you now, the public loves a lot of money coming in on the, well, I shouldn't say, a lot of bets coming in on the goal line there for the U.S. 80% of the handle right now on the U.S. to lay one and a half or one, depending on the book that you're at. And the fact that the juice is plus money is another piece that is just going to say, you know, they're going to love that. Public bettors are going to continue to pound that.
I lay one and a half, I could get plus money.
There you go.
I don't know about a two-goal win today.
I'm with you. Well, I can tell you the sharp money is definitely on the under 2.5 goals here in this game. We've seen the juice get increased to minus 120, 125 on that. So I do anticipate the public loves scoring. So the public is going to want to see goals.
13 goals last week, but this is a much different competition right now. Mm-hmm. Spain is a different level of competition, and there's word that Alex Morgan and Julie Ertz are banged up a little bit. Don't get me wrong. This U.S. team is incredibly deep.
Yes.
Like, if Alex Morgan can go, oh, it's Carly Lloyd instead, we'll be okay, right? But keep an eye on that. Remember, Joe, you and I were both on that over 2.5 when they played Sweden and wound up getting banged out. They had a lot of chances, but they wound up winning 2-0. Something like that could happen again tonight, today. So keep an eye out for that. I'm playing it relatively safe. I'm going to lay the one goal at minus 160. I'm comfortable laying minus 160 for a one goal win. And then even if they win 1-0 or 2-1, you know, I push, I get my cash back.
Some of the interesting the bets here too, which is what makes soccer so much fun. As I'm looking down the board, the U.S. to win at half, be winning at halftime and full time is listed as even money. You can get plus 265 on the U.S. winning both halves individually. Mm-hmm. Both teams to score is listed at plus 125, and either team to earn a shutout is listed at minus 145. But maybe the prop of the day could be the most likely goal scorer for Spain. And it's obviously Jennifer Hermoso, who is their best player. And if anybody's going to score, it's her. And she's listed at plus 850 to score the first goal of the game and plus 350 to score any time during the match. And she is their go-to goal scorer. That's pretty good numbers. And you mentioned Alex Morgan at plus 275. The odds for which is going to be the first goal scorer to score in the match. If you're looking at the U.S. team, Carly Lloyd, plus 400. Christian Press, plus 450. Megan Rapinoe, plus 500. Tobin Heath, plus 500. Mallory Pugh, plus 500. So, some of those top scorers for the U.S., you know, who do you think is going to score first? If it is the U.S., there's some value there, and there's only one girl, really, that's going to have a shot at scoring for Spain, and it's Hermoso. If you can get her at plus 850 and plus 350 to score any time, those prop bets could be extremely profitable today for these two teams.
Could be, but if you wanted me to put a gun to my head, Joe, I think I don't think Spain scores at all.
Really?
I mean, in their group stage, okay, they played China, not a huge team, 0-0 draw.
Right.
Okay. When they played Germany, although, and remember, Germany is one of the big teams like the U.S. 1-0 they lost. They didn't score a goal, right? The only time they scored was in their first game against South Africa, a team that we know has not advanced. And South Africa got a red card. They were playing with 10 ladies on the pitch.
Ooh.
Okay, when they played Spain. Okay, and Spain did put in 3 goals in that one, but playing against the South African team that's not as good, and that was shorthanded. Okay, so when I see that they couldn't score against a team like China, and was 0-0. I don't know that and the fact that, you know, the U.S. does not give up much. They will have possession a lot of the time. I would not necessarily bet on any of the Spanish ladies to win. If there's an over-under, to be quite honest, Joe, on half a goal for Spain,
yep,
I'd take the under.
Interesting there. You looking at also plus 265. If you don't think Spain scores and you think the U.S. can do it, plus 65 that U.S. wins both halves individually. Because a 2-0 game is all you need there. Covers the over, yeah. Covers both halves. And if Spain's going to have a hard time scoring, there could be some money to be made today. 11 a.m. Eastern time, the kickoff, Spain versus the U.S. You mentioned Canada a little bit later today. And our good friend Charles Michel, part of the twosportsinvestors.com group there, one of the best soccer cappers, almost called Brazil with the upset yesterday, and yep, almost had it. I mean, came close to having it there. So there, and maybe that's the most fun part about betting soccer for those of you who haven't done it. The way you can divvy up the halves and the different prop bets and the, if you have a pretty good feel for how a game is going to, what the score is going to be, you know, is it going to be 2-0? Do you think this is man, there's definitely some money to make here. Absolutely.
That's exactly it.
Yep,
I'm looking at that right now on FanDuel for the U.S.-Spain game, right?
Yes.
The exact score, okay? And, you know, you have all these options, and a lot of them are big numbers. But what I'm talking about, Joe, listen – 1-0 U.S. is plus 490. 2-0 U.S. is plus 500. 2-1 U.S. plus 700. You could bet all three of those and cash if it, either one of those hits, right? I mean, and then when you get into some of the bigger ones, you're getting into thousands. I would drop a couple shekels on USA 2-0. 2-0 is plus 500. And oh my goodness, Joe, it literally just changed.
Yeah. Did it really go? What do you got?
Changed. Yeah, in front of my eyes. Now 1-0 just changed from plus 490 to plus 500 as well.
Okay.
So you can get plus 500 for USA 1-0 and USA 2-0.
Yep.
If you put a gun to my head, Joe, I think our American women win today. 2-0 final.
Yeah, listen, anything can happen. There hasn't been a lot of surprises, but at plus 850, I'm telling you, Jennifer Amoso is the Spaniard who can score. She is that good here. And if you know, you want to sprinkle a little something on a bomb there, since we don't expect Spain to win the game, if they're going to score and heaven forbid they go out to a 1-0 lead, Hermoso is going to be the one to do it at plus 850. Maybe worth just a couple of bucks on there. Cover yourself, because stranger things have happened. Even though they haven't been there before, all the pressure is riding on the USA. I mean, I don't think there's any question. They've never finished less than third in the World Cup. And at every game that keeps going here, it's pressure's on for the USA. And, you know, anytime you play teams, Dan, and we've talked about this, anytime you're playing teams that have absolutely zero to lose, that's dangerous as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is. And to be honest, what I expect is that to look dangerous for maybe the first 15 or 20 minutes.
Right.
But then when the game settles, the class will show. And the class is definitely the Americans.
By the way, that girl, Amoso, is 29 years old. She is only 9 goals away from being Spain's all-time leading scorer. So, help.
They have to do it after the World Cup, because they're going to get banged out today.
Ooh, look at that. Look at Dame making it rain, man. Yeah. Ready to rock and roll. And if you're just joining us, too, you mentioned Canada. Our good friend Charles there thinks that Canada, is there some value in that game as well?
Yes, and the idea is, remember, because these are all, listen, whichever way you like it in that second game today, because what we have is, you know, we have Canada plus 160, Sweden plus 190, the draw plus 180. So, like, you know, it seems like a lot of people believe that this is a game. I believe something like Canada's like 5th in the world and Sweden is like 8th in the world. So this is going to be a good quality game, and I really believe that the styles of play really could lean itself to extra time. So I kind of like this draw at plus 180. I'm considering that.
Oh, I love this. All right, let's make it rain, people, on a Monday. Looking forward to it. Plus, we've got your hashtag torn tickets. We'll do that coming up here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get in shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
And Jones even has a better year because that's how they have to move the ball. And my mind, that's the funny thing about it.
He had 8 touchdowns last year. Give him that at least. I know there was a brutal drought in 2017 and parts of the year last year, but he did end up catching the 8 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's not fantastic, Mike. That's a lot for Julio Jones, and that's not good. It's weird. So how do you struggle with this man in the red zone?
I don't know. Sense. Philly won the Super Bowl because they couldn't figure it out 2 years ago. Are you kidding me?
Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Diamonds are forever.
That is just fantastic selection of music happening in the pit of misery. And it truly is a pit of misery. You don't understand that until you actually get to walk into that room. But we welcome you in here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Make it rain, Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. And
I got to tell you, because you're like new to the studio, right?
Yes.
And you got a little Bob Ross.
I love
going
Bob
on.
There. Bob's my favorite. Head. Yes.
And Bavona, Venmo B will know this. We thought in the early days of that studio, Joe, we thought that it was a good idea to have a different kind of mascot than a bobblehead. We had a fish, Joe. We had a fish on set, okay, in a fishbowl all the time, and we called him Ted Finn Jr.
Nice.
And then as you can see, there's like an air conditioner in there, and
right.
The temperature control in that studio is not the best. And so unfortunately, after a long weekend one time, we thought we saw Ted Finn Jr. go belly up. Unfortunately, but he lived, Ted Finn Jr., for, I don't know, Bavona, what, like 4 months, the entire football season, Ted Finn Jr. lived. But then unfortunately, no one cared for him over like the holiday break, and Ted Finn Jr. went belly up on set. So, you know, we've had mascots there before, not just the bobblehead doll of Bob Ross.
I'm thinking here that maybe any sort of live plant or animal or fish, yep, not great in this environment to be taken care of. And if I'm wrong here, Bavona, but you killed whose idea was it to bring a fish into this environment? These guys can't
even. You were just talking to him.
Yeah.
That was Dane. I think that was Dane. I believe that was your call.
Was that my idea?
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes, it was. Absolutely.
I didn't name him.
Oh, no. That's right. I think it was
Salmon.
Our old co-worker. Michael Florio. That's our old coworker Michael Florio said we should get some sort of pet.
Yeah.
But the problem was that one weekend the poor fish got left by himself. He didn't get fed, and then I guess the cooling system shut down, because that happens every once in a while, and the studio turned into a sauna for poor little Ted Finn Jr. R.I.P., baby. We miss you.
I'm thinking maybe he ended up on a sandwich in this restaurant next to us over here. I'm not sure if maybe they ran out of a little halibut or something. And the poor...
I'll tell you that.
At the time, it was an Irish pub. I don't think anybody was eating Siamese fighting fish.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No more fish, guys. No more anything live that can die. We're not... no more. No more of that. Ridiculous. We're going to go with Bob Ross here, man. That's going to be our new mascot from here on out. All right, final hour coming up here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Let's make it rain, people.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.